to join with the choir. I want you to lift your hearts.
Good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are as
bright. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Because they know Jesus, they are filled with his power, they stand for the truth, and they are confident in their sonship and daughterhood in Christ, and they know, like, oh, if Jesus leads me somewhere, I'm going. Like, this is my assignment here on earth. I'm doing.
Well, you know, it got bad here for quite a few years with all the evil that was taking transpiring. All these evil politicians with all this money misused. All these no more males and females and all that other junk. So if God can turn that around, see, the pendulum swung way this way, which now prepared the hearts of the people who. A mandate from the American people. We're done with that. And so it's almost like God will turn you over. I knew this young lady when I was younger, and she was married to my friend Gary, and this happened before they met. Well, she was really into sex. And she said, so she was into it. So God gave her a boyfriend that was relentless. I mean, it was insane when she just vomited the idea up and then repented. And God, he will give you over to your... Your whatever it is, to if he loves you, and say, okay, have you had enough?
Right.
You know, you really want money? How about if I give you $1 billion and let's see how miserable you are? But you got to be careful, because I have friends of mine up in his father was the reverend for the Bush family at St. Anne's. Remember the last time I was there? I went to church with the president, the senior, but Bush and his wife Barbara. Anyway, so in that church, though, they give you, in the old days, I mean, that mansion that was given for the pastor was as big as the mansion that the Bushes are in. So anyway, so now he died, but my friend is a lawyer and has 6 children, so we're up there visiting with him. And it's this beautiful home with 12, oh boy, what I'd love to have a kitchen like this and be right on the rocks and the main and everything. And you go up to the master bedroom. And there's a bullet hole in the wall because the Hollywood producer that used to own it put a bullet in his head. You know, and people don't realize.
It doesn't satisfy.
No, it never does.
It's never satisfies. Right. Yeah.
And coming back to just Jesus, you know, you can encounter the Lord.
It doesn't mean you have to be poor, but.
Right, no, right.
But
yeah,
poor
no.
in spirit.
He doesn't
right,
call us to poverty.
Right.
Pardon me?
He doesn't call us to poverty.
Right.
You know, he's promised us everything.
Yeah.
The earth is ours. We are, if we are
meek,
if we follow Jesus, it's all ours.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's the poverty mindset that says you have to hoard and grab it all and claim it as yours, put it in your name, have a title.
Right.
You know, I gave somebody something, a financial gift at a restaurant a few years ago, and so this lady was crying because she tells she was poor. And I go out to my car, and I'm crying too. I'm going to lose my reward because I'm telling the story. I don't care. So I'm in my car. I'm like, you know. And you know what the Lord said to me? This is the unction I got. Give it now, because where you're going, they don't need your gold. Can you imagine, you're a billionaire? You die the moment you die. I could have fed all these people.
Yeah.
What was I holding that on for my people, the kids that are going to inherit my money and spend it and go first class and jet planes? I mean, people only knew, store up treasure where moth and rust doth not corrupt. Why do you work for that which you cannot keep?
Yeah.
And there's so much joy in sacrifice. That's... You know, being missionaries and like living because of other people's generosity. It's very humbling.
Yeah.
But we don't hoard. We don't hoard it though. It's like we recognize everything is gift. Everything is gift. So it's like, all right, this is from you, Father, so I'm gonna put it before you. What do you want us to do with it? So like we want generosity to mark our life as well. Yeah. Like you receive to give. We wanna be that vessel of overflow. And like there's been times where God has challenged us, and it is a sacrifice what he's asking us to do. And so, like, you know, like your insides tighten up, and you're like, oh, God, can I trust you in this? And then you release it, and you do the thing, and it's like just joy and freedom.
Because it's all inverted. I went to a hiking camp a few years ago up in Vermont to lose weight, right? 8 years I went there, I think. But anyway, there's this one kid, Jewish kid from candidate. He's on the spectrum, kind of talking real loud, you know. And thought, oh, geez, we'd have lunch, and there's like 12 tables or whatever. I don't want to sit at the table with him. I don't want to sit. He's so loud. And so God says to me, says, you know what? 10 years from now, when you look back, you're going to remember one person, and it's going to be him. Do you know who my one friend is on Facebook? That Jewish kid with the loud voices on the spectrum. And, you know, and I remember one other lady who was she was a reporter from Australia. But other than that, he stuck out like a sore thumb. And so, you know, it's that's the way he works.
He's constantly inviting us into those opportunities, whether it's just a quick word with someone at a restaurant or, you know, giving a big chunk of money because God told us to. Like, he is moving and active, and his goal in all of it is to have our hearts.
Yes.
You know,
I was doing a jingle for the American Lung Association. The president takes me out for lunch. He starts talking about Jesus. We're at a big table. Oh, my God, a Jesus freak. Oh, my God. Then I go over. I was out in Hollywood, California. I'm sitting there at the ABC commissary. I'm talking to this guy who said he was formerly gay but was converted to Jesus. He starts talking about Jesus. Then some other guy sitting in a chair over there goes, amen, brother. Oh, my God, I'm surrounded by these Jesus freaks. Everywhere I went, Jesus freaks. I don't believe in Jesus. I believe, you know, I'm into Eastern religion, meditation and stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, every little bit brought me a little step closer to finally to relent and invite and surrender. And the day I surrendered, not just pray, but surrendered, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's an easy task if anybody's listening. He said, you will find me when you seek me, when you seek me with all your heart.
Right.
And I remember that day I was praying. He goes, okay, Jesus, it's Sunday morning. I've been watching the 7:00 in the morning. Okay, I heard about this Holy Spirit. Well, okay, I believe you died on the cross, rose from the dead, and, you know, and nothing happens. And I go, I'm yelling at the ceiling, and I'm going, all right, all right, all right. I mean, you're God. I mean, what a fool I am to live my life with that guy. I said, okay, I believe you died on the cross, rose from the dead, and I surrender my life to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the peace came over me, and I went, first thing I thought was, wow. I said, this is why people do drugs. I said, that's the counterfeit. This is the real thing.
That's right.
And then I sat down in my rocking chair, and I went, oh, man, this is what the black folks are talking about. I thought joy and happiness was synonyms.
Mm.
This was joy, giddy, happy, joy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I said, you're real, you're real, you're real. And the Holy Spirit was strong like that with me for 6 months at least.
Mm. So awesome.
So beautiful.
But I don't know why I don't feel as much lately. I you know, do you ever go through a dry spell where you're going to go?
Yeah, definite seasons of life, for sure. You know, there's times where he's very evident and present. And there's times where, you know, he's testing us.
Yeah.
Are you going to be faithful if you don't feel me, if you don't get those extra gifts, if, you know, he has
hugs.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, he wants to test us to prove to us, you know, he knows who we are.
Yeah.
He knows the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, one time I'm driving along last year and I fell asleep at the wheel and something pulled my finger, woke me up.
Hallelujah.
Do you know when I was first born again, I was living in the ghetto. I was poor. I woke up one morning. I already knew Jesus. I woke up one morning and said, oh, I've got nothing to get up for. I didn't know Proverbs. Consider the ant, thou sluggard, though it has not an overseer. It works day and night. I don't want to get up. It's dark and gloomy outside in upstate New York. I'm going to go back to sleep. And all of a sudden, I'd go lay down and go back to sleep. And all of a sudden, two fingers jabbed me in the side. I said, okay, okay, okay. I'm up. Now, I'm not making this stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like,
he's so real. He's so near. Oh, he's so near. And he wants to keep being near. Like, it is an experiential faith that we have. It's not just head knowledge.
Yeah.
Like, we have, and the beautiful thing is he's so good, he'll allow us to go through things.
Yeah.
So that our head knowledge of like, okay, I know the Bible says he's my provider. And God's like, here's this situation where you're going to experience that I'm your provider.
Right.
So then you know for the rest of your life that I'm your provider.
And he'll keep breaking that.
And he keeps doing that. And it's like, I used to be like, oh, God, I don't want to go through like another round of refinement or another thing. But now it's like, no,
round of refinement. He's burning the dross from me.
Yes. And it's like, but on the other side of it, that means I am learning how to abide more deeply in the vine. And I'm understanding, oh, this is real. He's real.
Yeah.
These principles in Scripture are real, and I can experience them and live them in my life.
Hey, Siri, take a note. It's another round of refinement. Well, I just made that up on the spot. It's a good thing, you know.
So
this couple is, again, you were?
Jesse.
And?
Kirsten.
And last name is?
Lancour.
And you've been in Haiti as missionaries for how long?
For 9 years. We lived there full-time. Nine years.
And now you got married way back when. Now you have four children.
Four kids, yeah.
I just almost said five. Uh-oh.
One's with Jesus,
yeah,
so
we
we've already got
Jesus,
our fifth
so
one.
We do have five.
Oh, you do have one?
Yes.
So you do have five?
Yes.
Isn't that fun?
There you go.
Fun.
We do have five.
Yeah. We'll hear about that little boy who went to heaven, died, and came back.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he said, hey, Mom, you know, I saw my sister. She said, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Yep.
I'll lose it if I talk about
yep.
it.
Yep.
And so anyway, so yes, so this couple certainly needs your help. I went to Haiti, a short-term missionary trip. Someone made that financially that way for me years ago. And bless that, God bless that man and his soul, wherever he may be in the world or in heaven, because that changed my life forever. And you know, these two are out there putting it on the line, having your family there in Haiti. People don't realize you're probably drinking from a well, an artesian well, right?
A water basin.
We were up high in the mountains,
people
so we,
realize,
would, we would catch the rainwater,
you
gotta, and you'd
you
have to make
well, you
it.
Do.
You have to make
and
it through dry season.
You got a net over you for the mosquitoes at night.
We're up in the mountains.
Do you have,
it's a little
do you have electricity?
Solar power. Yes.
Well, solar, because our electricity went off at 9 at night, you know. But we had generators back then. Mm-hmm. Okay, now what's your website?
CornerstoneHaiti.org.
CornerstoneHaiti.org.
Yes.
So now if you're listening to this broadcast, you either are a part of the family of God, or if you think you accidentally found the station, you're destined by
yes.
God. Well, I don't know if he wants that word, but called by God to be part of the family. Yeah, to be part of the family of God. Now, if you have some extra dough in your pocket and you want to plant seed, you know, to he who sows little shall reap little, to he who sows much shall reap much. This couple's living by faith. And it's again, the website is?
CornerstoneHaiti.org.
CornerstoneHaiti.org.
Yeah, and there's opportunity to partner with us just as a ministry as a whole, but then also to sponsor children in our school. We have 30 children who still need sponsorship.
And what does the sponsorship cost monthly?
$60 a month or $720 for the whole year to
wow.
sponsor a student.
$60 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's expensive, but for that's my generation because I'm still used to having lunch for $7.50.
Now that
you go to the hamburger here, it's $40.
That pays our teacher's salary.
Today, no?
Yeah, it pays our teacher's salary, meals, books, supplies, all of that, and you get to see who your student is, and we send a picture and stuff. But it's changing lives.
Just comparatively, the lowest state in the United States per student that they spend in a year is Idaho. And I'm blanking.
Just a guess.
It's around $7,000 or $8,000 per student.
Okay, we are out of time. Your website again?
CornerstoneHaiti.org.
CornerstoneHaiti.org. Write the check, join up, have a child, and then maybe on the other side in heaven you'll get to meet that child
yeah.
and go, wow, you changed my life.
Get connected.
Hey, it's a new day if you want it to be. I'm Rhett Palmer. Bless you. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.